Once you're in the prayer chamber, you press star 5 on your telephone keypad. Tell somebody about this Holy Ghost breakthrough service tonight. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 318-754-0001. Then press star 5 on your telephone keypad.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. Stand for the reading of the word. Ephesians, first chapter, verses 18 through 20. Hallelujah.
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 One more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
18. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he had wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus on this resurrected Sunday, Lord God. We come with praises and magnify your holy name on today, God, for being God and God all by yourself. God, we come just thanking you for this resurrected Sunday, because it just wasn't about you, God, but it's about all that need to be resurrected on this day, God. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. So, Lord God, I move out of your way, and you use me for your glory, Lord God. Let your anointing fall in this house, God. In the name of Jesus, let eyes be open, ears be open, and let the heart receive what has to be said on today. And God, we ask all of this in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The topic for today is resurrection power. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. Now, Paul here is writing to the Ephesians, and it is to the church, and not only to the Ephesians church, but he's writing to us today also. And I like how the way Paul started off when talking about the body of Christ, and that God planned it, God the Son paid for it, and God the Holy Spirit protects it. And Paul recognized, it was something that Paul recognized. He recognized that the churches today wouldn't be able to understand all that God has planned for us unless the Spirit of God teaches and open up the Word of God that they may see. Hallelujah. Don't you know we need the Holy Spirit in order to be able to understand, in order to be able to see? If we don't have the Holy Spirit to lead us into the Word of God, it's just like we don't know what's going on. Amen. And so what Paul did, Paul recognized this with the members of Ephesians. And so he recognized that to let us know, even on today, if we don't tune into the Spirit of God, we don't know what's going on even right now around us. Amen?
Amen.
So here, Paul in Ephesians 1, 15 through 17, Paul here prayed for enlightenment. He prayed that God would give believers the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know the Lord Jesus personally. You know, we talk about, I know the Lord, but do we know him personally? Do we have that intimate relationship to say that when I call on him, he's going to hear me and he's going to answer me? Amen? So we already know the believers had received and been sealed in the Holy Spirit at the time of their baptism. But this prayer that Paul was speaking and praying about, not for the Holy Spirit itself, but for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, which is a special gift, manifestation, or application of the Holy Spirit. Now, this giving of the Spirit also will make the believer wise with respect, with understanding God. Not with wise with worldly stuff of the world, but wise with coming down to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. First of all, the word spirit means an attitude, a disposition, and a mindset. And the word wisdom is insight into the true nature of things. This wisdom is not, praise the Lord, the cause or effect of something, meaning wisdom that the world knows. Hallelujah. But rather, it is the wisdom that stands for knowledge and understanding of things as they are. Hallelujah. For example, we see in Proverbs 9 and 10 that says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. If you don't fear the Lord, you ain't gonna get no wisdom. And he talked about fear because you're scared of him. You're feeling him because you're showing reference of what he's already done. We're showing reference for what he is doing. We're showing reference for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. So we have seen that the source of our spiritual illumination is God. You can't get it from Buddha. Can't get it from Reverend Herman. You can't get it from Pastor Gordon. You got to get it from God. Hallelujah. So the channel is the Holy Spirit, and the subject is the full knowledge of God. Now we come to the organs of enlightenment. First, we see in verse 18 that it says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Meaning, the eyes of your understanding, but he's not talking about the understanding of your eyes. He's talking about the understanding of your heart be enlightened. It is not the eyes of your mind, but it's the eyes of your heart to understand what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you to understand. Amen? Now, this expression teaches us that proper understanding of divine realities is not dependent on keen intelligence, but rather a tender heart, Erica. If you got a heart of God, that's where you can receive some things. Amen? It is a matter of affection as well as of the mind. Now, here it is. God's revelation are given to those who love him, submit to him, obey him, deny yourself, and also being humble. See, that's the key. We can have all of this we want, but if you're not humble and you can't humble yourself before a man, it ain't doing you no good. You can know the Bible from the back to the front, from the front to the back, but if you're not humble, we gotta learn how to be humble, y'all. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. So, but praise the Lord. This opened up another wonderful possibility for believers, because we may not have the high IQs, but one thing we do have is a loving heart. Hallelujah. And we got a loving heart, we can ask God for anything according to his will. Amen. I like how the scripture put it here. It emphasized on the understanding heart than the head. Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, saying that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and should believe in thy heart that God, so you got to believe something in the heart not in the head, because you're going to forget it in the head. He said, we leave it in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Then you can say you're saved. Because you're not going by head knowledge, but you're going because you're repenting of what you have done. And you're turning from what you have done and turn to Jesus Christ. Amen. But with the heart, man believe unto salvation and unto righteousness. With the mouth, the confession is made then. Lord, I believe you. See, we're trying to see what God is doing in our lives. But he said, believe my word and you'll get what you desire. Hallelujah. So that tell me that's a hard thing. I don't know about you, but that's a hard thing. Amen. If that heart ain't fixed, your mind ain't fixed either. Hallelujah. So to know God and his will is to be enlightened. And this enlightenment leads to an understanding of three things. And that is, number one, the hope of Christ's calling. Number two, the riches of the glory of Christ's inheritance to the saints. And number three, the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. Now, a Christian may hope for many things, but this hope that Paul is talking about is not some suggested feeling or a personal admiration, such as I hope for this and I hope for that. That's not what this hope is all about. Amen. But rather, a believer present hope has its source in the past. It didn't start today. It started from in the past. So when he was called to salvation and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, for he alone do we find true hope and true riches. Hallelujah. We try to get rich on working ourselves to death. We try to go borrow money thinking that's going to do it. True riches come from heaven. All you got to do is walk in it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe it. I ain't got a penny, but I believe I'm rich. I'm rich in my soul, Lord. I'm rich in my heart, y'all. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I'm rich in being, I can move. Some people didn't wake up this morning. They couldn't move. That's where you're rich. We look for all the high and lavish things. I don't. Hallelujah. I just thank God that when he wake me up in the morning, that I'm all right. I may not feel like I want to feel. I may not be what I want to be, but I'm all right. Hallelujah. Yeah, this Resurrection Sunday. When I walked in this door, and God had spoke to my heart yesterday evening, and I couldn't just get into it, but he didn't want me to get into it. He wanted me to listen to what he said. God showed me some things. Two people had called, and God had already said, this Sunday going to be Resurrected Sunday for some people. He's going to resurrect if you believe it. And I say, well, God, you told me, because you always dealt with me with threes. And I say, well, God, is one more. I kept saying I didn't know who that one more was. And I didn't know what who the three was. And when I walked in here, he showed me that one more. When God tell you something and you believe it without seeing it, there it is. I didn't have no idea what I was going to walk into. God knew it because he set it up that way. That's why I love him. That's why I don't worry about what's said and what's done, because I trust him. If he said it, he going to do it. He not going to do it the way I want him to do it. He going to do it the way he wanted to do it. Because see, he wants the glory. Because see, if he mess around, he may think Barbara Herman getting the glory. I want no glory. Jesus.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.